Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Andy Maynard, the Chief Financial Officer at the Department of Homeland Security. And joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel.
Andy, previously we talked a little bit about in the development of the budget, developing the budgets for the mission without resource constraints. But in the real world, in the department, there are resource constraints. How do you work collaboratively to be able to fulfill the mission of the department with those resource constraints in place?
Well, the best thing you can do, again, we're about the business of supporting the mission. And so the best thing you can do is run it, is you have to start a process that allows people to think uninhibited. You have great policy minds. There's a lot of great people in Homeland who have come from the Intel community or DOD or other places. You've got to let them be thinking about how best to do this. Then you can put the box around it that says, well, we can only afford this much this year, but hey, let's think about putting some of this in 07. Let's build on this and start to show a vision that we're serious about this program. And so Homeland and the way we do budgeting allows us to do that and allows us to show a commitment to a certain program. And I think that's good for the mission because I think it allows people to come to Homeland and say, well, I can get a program done here, funded and done here. So that's how we do it. And it really does start with, as any problem is ever solved in the private sector, you brainstorm first, unconstrained by things, and then you hone in on what you can do.
I would imagine one of the most difficult decisions that you have to make is to prioritize how you apply the resources of the department. How do you make the determination and the trade-offs of what to do now versus what to do tomorrow?
It is. It's very tough. It's very tough because we have some very compelling missions in the Department of Homeland Security. We have the Coast Guard, which is fulfilling a very important port security role and really maritime security role. You have Customs and Border Protection, which is making great leaps on the border and really creating a border that's much more efficient and much more tighter against terrorism and other forms of illegal immigration. So you have some great agencies, and so it is tough. But that's why, as we talked in the middle or in the earlier, that you have your whole management team involved, and the secretary makes a decision based on his input from his senior management team, his or her senior management team, and that's what we've done, and that's really worked for us. And because we're still growing, and because Homeland Security as a term is, it didn't even really exist before 9/11. We're still evolving. We still have TSA in a growth mode. We still have CBP securing the borders. We're going to need to be doing this prioritization for a long time.
When you turn on the television or when you read the newspaper and you read about the Department of Homeland Security, you often read about new technology. You read about new whiz-bang devices to be able to achieve parts of the mission. But when you really get down to it, the Department of Homeland Security is about people. It's about the right people in the right place to be able to protect our country. What is the department doing to be able to invest in its human resources?
Well, as you suggest, the way we approach technology is the enabler. We know we're not going to grow to millions of people in the department. We have to make the people that we have more efficient. And there's a few ways to doing that. The first and probably the foremost way to do that is give them technology that works. Give the Customs and Border Protection inspector the right radiation equipment. Give him or her the right entry system with U.S. Visit. So the best way you can do it, in my opinion, is to give them the tools to do their job better. When you take it off of mission and you take it into something, a mission support role like our office, it's about investing in people. I don't want to be hiring 15, 20 people new every year. I want people to stay. I want people to want to work at Homeland Security because of the mission, and then I want to develop them. I want them to be able to say, I was in budget last year. Maybe I'm going to go take a tour and work in accounting or financial management. So I'm going to rotate people. I'm going to do all the things that I've learned in the private sector about job enrichment to make people want to stay with me or at a minimum in Homeland Security.
Now, the department has unique flexibilities in the employment of civil servants. How does that program, how does the HR program relate to you and the Chief Financial Officer's office?
Homeland Security has done a structure where a lot of our offices are under an undersecretary for management, and I think that allows us to really gather together with the CIO, human capital, CFO, chief procurement officer, to make sure we're leaning forward on practices in government. And you mentioned the HR one specifically, but we do have some unique flexibilities, and I want to make sure we're taking advantage of those. Because again, we say it all the time, we don't want to be another department of government. We want to be the leading department. We want to be a 21st century department that people want to work for. We're not there yet. People are still thinking, oh, Homeland, it's really hard. Should I go there? But we think with our mission and the funding we've received, this is a really good place to work.
So shifting gears a little bit, in order to be able to effectively use the budget that you've been given and to work in a resource-constrained environment, you need to focus on efficiency and effectiveness of your programs. Currently, DHS is working to achieve that 100% of the programs will have at least one efficiency measure. What other steps do you think need to be taken to be able to accomplish this goal?
Well, again, I think we're still in an education mode. We need to understand these programs. And you and I talked earlier about looking at past programs. And I think the one thing that we're going to make sure we're doing is looking at the past performance of programs. Maybe they're even 10 years old or 20 years old, and make sure they're fulfilling their mission. I don't want to see us just looking at the new things and saying, well, how are we doing on baggage screening or on port security? I want to look at all of the functions, trade, enforcement, all the things we do, figure out if they are doing their mission. If not, close them down and do new things.
You're the CFO of a relatively young department. When you meet at the CFO Council and talk to the CFOs of more mature departments, how do your conversations reconcile? What are the management issues, and are they different or similar?
Well, those conversations usually begin with them, my counterparts, patting me on the back and wishing me luck. But again, I think we mentioned the idea of two full-time jobs. And right now we do have two full-time jobs. We have to support the mission of Homeland Security, but we have to build a department, one that will stay if administrations change. This department's here to stay. And so for me, that's about building and developing people. It's about providing visibility of financials and budget information. It's about integrating the financial management people within Homeland to make sure we're doing things one way. And dare I say this, in the financial management community, it's actually about having some fun too while you're doing that. And certainly we try and do that at work. It's something that I've always done. I've worked for some people who have had some serious jobs in their life. I've worked for two presidents, and I've always noticed that they have fun, and we deal with some pretty serious subjects. But if you provide a fun place to work, I believe that you can get a lot done. And if they dread coming to work and they don't understand their mission and they don't understand how they fit into their mission, you're not going to get good work out of them.
As you indicated in the first segment, we talked about your career. You've moved through both the sectors, public and private, about half the time. So I'd like to ask you to be reflective. And what advice would you give to someone perhaps interested in or just starting out in a career in public service?
Well, again, I talk to my friends from business school all the time who are off making lots and lots of money and excelling in the corporate ladder. And I think we have equal respect for each other because I believe that what's happening here in public service, here in Washington right now, is a redefining of government. And certainly these last 4 years, we have a new focus in this country. Everyone, every American is focused on security somehow, some way. The financial viability of our companies all revolves around security. And so the government, the public sector, is leading the way in how we are going to do business and how these things are going to happen. So at Homeland, I believe my advice to people is try out government. The money is good. It's not, you know, as you move through your career, it might not stay, but in an entry-level position, you can make good money, you will get a higher level of responsibility, you will be dealing with bigger budget numbers, and you will just have a lot more interaction with, I think, policymakers than you would in the private sector. So I just think it's a wonderful place to start a career and to really, you know, immerse yourself.
Andy, that'll have to be our last question. Dave and I want to thank you for fitting us in your very busy schedule and being with us this morning.
Great. Well, I appreciate both of your time, and I would also mention that if people are interested in working in the government at all, or of course working at Homeland Security, you could learn more about Homeland Security at www.dhs.gov, and of course www.usajobs.gov, which is a great place to learn about opportunities at Homeland and in the government.
Thank you, Andy.
Thanks.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Andy Maynard, Chief Financial Officer at the Department of Homeland Security. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research and get a transcript of today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.